Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in the replay. We are here at our Tibetan Karma, day number 4. Believe it or not, we are already at day number 4, and we are going to begin today from a sitting down posture. Sitting down posture, so I'm going to give you a little bit of time to get the space ready. And if you are ready, then begin with a sitting posture on your chair and make sure that chair has a straight back. Make sure it's not a couch, not on the floor, not on your bed, but on an actual chair. And the reason why we're doing it on a chair is because it gives us the support that we need to be able to pay attention to some of the beginning sensations in our body, because what we're doing right now is we are learning the sensations of the body. We are learning to recognize the different levels of sensations in the body. We're also, at the same time, of course, getting rid of old blockages, old limitations from the past, this life, and maybe something that which we call maybe genetics, but it is definitely karmic, from something that we have been given at birth. And a lot of those traits, some of them are giving us certain limitations because of what we call them talents. And some of those things, talents could also limit us. And beauty can limit us, and strength can limit us, just the same way as lack of it. And we begin understanding that a little bit more as we go on. Again, the wisdom that we are gaining in our Tibetan meditation is from within, and that's the living wisdom. My words, as inspiring as they may be, or not inspiring, really doesn't matter that much, as your experience and your work inside. And I hope they're just inspiring enough for you to be here and to do the work, and then everything else is yours already. Everything else is already there. And you will, if you are diligent and if you are able to be patient, you will see results, no doubt. And this is why we are here today, to support that inner work, that inner living wisdom to come through from the inside. And as it does, we will understand better and better from within of what was holding us back, and also we will understand and see it leave. And it's not an easy journey, but it definitely is a very powerful one, and it is something that really I'm always asked, so does it go back? Well, it really doesn't go back, but if you don't continue practicing, if you don't continue living in that mind, in the new mind, and you create new karma, and you create new agitations inside, you create new blockages that pretty much take away from your true experience, both of yourself and of the world that is around you, of the people that are around you, of the true joys in life, and you became, you know, again locked in the inner agitations. And the key is to first free ourselves from that, and then that freedom will also ensure that it is easier to not create new ones, because with this new mindset, of course, we're a lot more positive in terms of non-reactive to the world around, and we accept it the way it is. We can find joy in the ups and the downs of our life. And now you will begin, not necessarily running from where you're at, but you begin experiencing finally where you are at, both within yourself and in the physical space outside of you. When we are working with the karmic work, as we said, there's three stages. One is on pure belief. You know, you can believe and try and do things, and then if you may not see the result quick enough, then you say, well, I don't believe this. Maybe I should believe something else. And you try this, and then you try another and try another. And all of those are based purely on beliefs, and they may or may not work for you short-term or long-term. So that's not where we're at right now. This is not what we're using. This is not in internal living wisdom. Also, you may be listening to my advice, to my experience, to other people's experiences and advice. You can read books, take other courses, and listen to a lot of very valuable knowledge and information. And hopefully that inspires you to do your inner work. But if it doesn't inspire you to do your inner work, if you just continue learning more and understanding better from other people's experiences, then you will also not find that inner peace that you are searching for, and you're going to continue running. Just like in the first case, you continue looking for something else to believe in. You know, first I believe in the sun to be my savior, and then you believe in the earth to be your savior, then something else, and you believe enough, you you know, you pray to it, you ask for help from it, and if the help does not arrive, if you still feel uncomfortable, then you say, well, maybe that was the wrong place. And the same thing here with accumulating knowledge and other people's experiences. As right or wrong as it may be, it really does not matter, because there's no change inside of you. You may understand perfectly, may be able to teach it. You understand it so well. But inside of you, you will not find freedom. The world, it will still be a little dark. And no matter, you know, how many incredible things you already have in your life to be thankful for, how many things, you know, that you have each day to be appreciative for, and in everything that you experience, there's a lot of lessons to be appreciated. But unfortunately, it may take more energy to convince yourself of that every moment than it would to enjoy it. And that is, of course, what we are trying to bring to light. And literally, the example I'm gonna give right now has to do with light, and to say that through this meditation, we really, it's like a cloudy day, and we do the meditation, the clouds kind of open up a little bit, there's more light, and then suddenly that darkness goes away, and the moment the darkness goes away, we are suddenly able to see what's around us better. And once we see what's around us, we are able to enjoy it, but we're able to enjoy it on a much deeper level, because it is not only about the you know, the existence of things, but it is about the meaning that those things have for us, and it's the meaning of things that begins changing for us. And that is maybe like turning on the light in the room and having all this darkness suddenly escape, and it has no choice. And that's the beauty of the work with energy, that the darkness really has no choice when the light comes in. It just turn on that switch. And what we're doing is we are slowly, slowly bringing more and more light into our experience. So here we are. By this moment, I believe all of us are in a sitting position. Sit down deep, deep in your chair. And the reason, again, the deep in your chair is to be able to have the support so you are able to pay attention to the inner experience, to the sensations, as we are working with the four elements today. And we are adding the new element today to the three that we already have experienced. And of course, the fourth element is earth element, and you will see how that earth element will play a role. And now finally we will be in the full experience of the elements, and from there we will go further and see how we can work with all four elements together. But that will be in our day 5, 6, and 7. Today we will slowly bring a greater sensations to all the four elements, beginning from, of course, the air and wind element. Then we're going to look at the fire element. We're going to strengthen the water element, and we're going to introduce the earth element in that order. And at one point, when we introduce the elements, we will actually stand up and give ourselves more freedom. So here we are. The eyes are closed. The hands are positioned facing down on your knees in a comfortable position, in a comfortable posture. And your eyes are closed. And simply relax into your sitting posture. Pay mental attention to your hands and wrists. That is a way to connect to the energy a little bit more than usual. We use it as a key, paying attention to the hands and wrists, because the hands and wrists are very, very sensitive. If you know, even the temperature of the body may be measured in the wrist, and we embrace with our hands, we protect with our hands, we create with our hands. Our hands are, you know, we touch to feel, to understand the world around us. If you ever watched a child, I've seen a lot of children come into my office, or when I'm teaching in the classes, it's not so much because it's their own space. But when they're coming in into my office and it's a new place, you watch little children. At a certain age, they begin, at a certain age, they want to taste things. They put everything in their mouth. But another stage of development, they actually walk around and touch things. You watch them walk around and touch the table and touch everything. And the parents say, don't touch, don't touch this. You're going to break this. But the key is, or they say, don't take this in your mouth. This is how they recognize the world, through touch. And touch is an extremely powerful tool to self-reflect and recognize. And the hand, the wrist, is where the touch is most sensitive for us to bring information into our body. Also to share information with others. So pay attention to your hands and wrists. Your eyes are closed. And let's listen to the air element as we begin with our breath. And I'm going to give you some time to work inside and really, really bring that breath. We're not beginners anymore with our four elements. And it will become more and more interesting as we go on. So listen to your breath. For those who just joined us, we are doing it sitting down. Sitting down. Listen to your breath as you are breathing in. Notice how the breath is touching your nostrils. And as you're breathing out, breathing in, and breathing out. The energy is rising and you're sensing it. Recognize maybe that pleasure that it gives you, but also catch it. Catch that sensation. Catch the thought that it brings. Name it. Name it, because it brings a certain thought into your mind. It brings a certain experience, an image. And what you want to do with that is to literally acknowledge it, give it a name, and then bring your attention back from the thought, the beauty of that experience, from where it is about to take you. You know, it's about to make you travel in time, if you may. And we don't want to do that right now. This is not what we're doing. We want to work with karma. We want to bring more light. If we were going to do some other exercise of imagination of some sort, that's what we would do. But we're working with something else. So it's not that it's bad. It's just not what we're doing. And to bring it back into the body, it gives us an opportunity. An image, a sensation was just awakened from the inside, and it's a beautiful one because the energy, there's an agreement inside of us. There's pleasure inside of us. And you say, why do I want to give it up? Well, you're not giving it up. You are recognizing its value, and then you're letting it change and new to arrive. Like, letting season change, even though you may like this beautiful season of fall, or you may like the snow, or you may like the warmth in the summer, or you may like the rain, but it would not be a wise decision to try and follow the rain, you know, and live unhappy from one rainstorm to another. That's likely not anyone's goal. You begin realizing other things. The reason for those things are never the rain, but how it makes us feel. And we want to free ourselves inside to feel on another level. So here you are. I'll give you a few more moments. Again, going back to your breath. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. Noticing how the air comes into the nostrils, touches your nostrils, touches your upper lip. Watch the rising and the falling of your abdomen, maybe the chest as well. and relax into your sitting posture, freeing your body as you're sitting down, recognizing that the air and the breath and the wind element has a lot to do with movement. And of course, it will be much more pronounced and defined when you will be free of that chair. But for now, we want to work on the sensations inside. Gives us an opportunity to do that. And on the meaning of the air and the wind element beyond the physical state. The meaning is in the thought that it brings up, and the agitations maybe, and the discomfort, and in the pleasant sensation it expresses in both. Some of the movements are very soothing and smooth. Some are, could be very erratic and uncomfortable. And both are just as good, as we are bringing out some of the darkness by turning on the light. Some of the old, you more freedom. Remember to catch your thoughts. Know them to be good, no matter what thought comes. It's a good thing. And our job is to catch them, name them, and bring the attention back to the body to see where did they come from? Where in the body? One of the questions I received was, how long do I stay once I find where that thought came from? How long do I stay there? Well, for a few moments until you identify it, and then go back to the element while we're still working with those elements. Then go back to the element of air right now, and in the future go back to whatever element you're working with, fire, water, or earth. The sensation of that out. And relax into it. Trust your body. Relax your head and your neck, shoulders. Relax your arms and your hands. Relax your spine. The posture does not need to be straight. As we continue working, you are free to change your posture. We just begin with a straight posture, sitting down deep. Afterwards, I recommend to stay deep, because very often I see students slide down the chair, and the sliding really is not what the body wants. You probably want some movement in the spine, but because you're holding your spine real stiff, then you would probably slide down. In a very similar manner, when you stand up, you feel that you're being pushed over for the same reason. And if you, again, I see children in class, they're sitting down at the chair, how they, you know, the moment that they need rejuvenation in the body, their body starts self-regulating, you see them start sliding, you know, or fidgeting, or yawning, or daydreaming, or whatever. Those are all reactions of self-regulation of the body, literally self-regulating. Especially if we are tired, we need energy, and the body gains that energy through this movement. And we tell them not to. Tell them to sit still. And then not only that, we don't have enough energy, they also now have to hold back and use physical energy even more to sit still, right? Or hold back their expression. Beautiful. Now let's go inwards with the air element still. And let's go through the cavities of our body. Begin with the nostrils and mentally try and gauge the shapes, the size of each of those cavities. Our mouth, inside the mouth. Take your time. And remember, if there's an agitation, there's a discomfort of some kind, maybe something I said or didn't say, maybe something that is interfering with you in the room, or a thought that was just awakened from what you forgot to do today, or what somebody said to you and you didn't like, or somebody didn't say that you would have liked them to say, or do what you would have liked them to do. All of those things, they're normal. They're supposed to come up. Or some doubts that go through your mind about yourself, about experience, or the meditation, some things you should be doing instead. Those are all normal things that come up. This is some of those things that, if you remember, again, with children, you know, if they need to do something that requires concentration, right? Anything that doesn't require concentration, they're ready to do. But suddenly, if something requires concentration, suddenly they have to go pee, they have to go eat, they have to go do something they didn't do, they have to, you know, and if you look at adults, it's exactly the same, right? The moment something requires concentration, because during concentration, you will understand this is where we are able to, in pure concentration, this is where we're able to recover, you know, old experiences and clear our karma. And the moment it happens, suddenly the body starts being agitated. And the agitations come in overeating, oversleeping, you know, overworking. Any of those extremes, or drinking and drugs, pain, being sick, can be a way to escape focus. Any others. So if it happens right now on a lesser scale, of course, it's okay. Catch it. Name it. And go back to the body. Figure out where it came from, and you have let it go that way. Literally, you clear it the moment you did that. Be patient. I'm going to give you time. Let's continue with the cavities of the body, the ears, chest, the heart. Just move down the body. Find the cavities and explore them with your mind and the air element, the wind element. Take your time. Down the body to the stomach, to the intestine. Explore them. Be patient. Very good. Now the cavity is in your joint. All the joints in the body, the elbows, the knee, the hips, the shoulder, the fingers, the toes. Take them one by one. Take your time. It is not a game of sensation. So it wouldn't matter type of sensations you're feeling or how much you're feeling them. it is using the sensations and using the attention to the body to literally bring out quite the new agitations that we have, which often even are related to the meditation itself. And finally bring out the old scars. And some of those scars are attachments as well. So they may not look like scars, but cravings. For certain experiences that bring misery, discomfort to both the body in ailment and to the mind in sorrow, to the heart and to the emotions. So even though we are using the elements to experience the wisdom that is gained through the experience has nothing to do with the elements themselves or the sensations themselves. It is, has the purpose of freeing our mind and our heart to recognize ourselves and others, the meaning of our experience, greater meaning. Bit by bit, moment by moment. Now let us join all the cavities in her body as if in one and get that unity sensation to recognize also in this experience the equal value to all the cavities in our body. The equal value to all parts and elements in our body. Bring it into one. And it may not be a simple thing. You may be doubting if you're doing it right or not. Don't worry. You're doing it right. Because it's not about that. It's not about the sensations themselves. We use them as tools to arrive to a truth we couldn't arrive to without them. They are the evidence of our existence, and through them we will find our existence, redefine the meaning of our existence for ourselves. Excellent. And now let us use the hard element of the body, the bones, and kind of free flow this new unified air and wind created and experienced in our cavities of the body. And free flow through the skeletal structure, through the head, the top of the head, the arms, through the spine, and the legs. Let it flow. and catch the thoughts, because you will have thoughts. You will have thoughts about the meditation. You will have some thoughts that may surprise you. Allow those to come. Catch them, name them. And come back to the body with your attention. Don't bring them back into the body. That's not what we're doing, right? But just shift your attention back to the body. Ask yourself, where did they come from? Where did they originate? And we'll give you an answer. Now we're going to bring the attention back to the heartbeat. Push into the heartbeat. And where the air element had to do with the movement, internal movement, external movement, the meanings that those movements gave us, maybe bravery, maybe fear, agreement. Now the heartbeat, as you begin listening to it and paying more attention to it. And also come with sensations of heat and coolness, as it is the element of fire. It can also come with some anger. Or with love. Listen to all of that. Throughout the body. And as a thought comes, catch it. Name it. I was asked, what if there's so many thoughts are coming all the time? Well, be patient. Catch whatever you can. Whatever is more obvious first, and then the not-so-obvious ones will surface. And then the not-so-obvious, it will quiet down. Eventually, it will be much easier. Just be patient with yourself. Excellent. trust your body. If at any time you feel that you need to stand up or that the body wants to go and express itself in another way, maybe on the floor, you're welcome to do that. If you haven't done it already, it's just that it never happens that the body wants to lie down and relax on a bed or on a comfortable chair. That's not what it wants to do. This is one of those forms of rebellion. Remember the little children, how they did the rebellion from the need to focus, the need to recognize and look at the truth. Be in the moment. Often it comes in the need to sleep, the need to do something important. What could be more important than what we're doing right now? Sometimes I wonder. I mean, there's a replacement for this. No. Life is beautiful. And we live it at this moment. The moment that makes everything else taste better, look better, and feel better. How can you see something else more important that you could be doing in this moment? Unless it's emergency or something. Excellent. So by now everybody is already from a standing posture. If you are not, please do stand up. Your feet are a little bit wider than usual. Your hands are free to your side. Your knees are unlocked. Your joints are free. We freed them already. Your eyes are closed. We're noticing our breath. As the breath continues, the wind element always exists. Sometimes more dominant in movement, internal, external, and in its sensation. The fire element always exists. Sometimes it's coolness, sometimes it's heat, somewhere in between. Sometimes it's anger. Sometimes it's love. Now we're going to look at the water element. Recognize that water flows throughout our body. Taste it first. Taste the saliva in your mouth. The easiest one to gauge is water. But water has more meaning than that, of course. Excellent. Water has the ability to bind and define some boundaries. It's in every cell of our body. It's in the lymph node, in the bloodstream. everywhere. Just follow through the circulation system of the blood and parallel one of the lymphs. Just follow through in your entire body. And let it be. As you're observing the sensations inside the body, as now the air, fire and water are working within. Of course, the earth has been working all the time as well. We just never gave it special attention yet, as we will right now. Now, acknowledging the earth element, we do it by recognizing the heaviness or lightness of our experience. So if you pay attention right now to the earth element inside, you may feel very heavy right now. The heaviness will guide your movement of the body, or you feel very light, as if you are flying. That is mostly attributed to the earth element. The earth has a more material nature associated with matter, weight, durability, and density. The rule of the structure of our body. The bone, the heart system, the skeletal system. It also creates the actual muscle in the body, the physical structure, the growth of the skin, the eyes, and their function. It also influences the way the our physical senses interact with each other. It helps us perceive the experiences of everyday living, including death and birth. Earth element is a grounding element, right? It gives us that more grounding sensation. It helps us to conceptualize the wisdom of being healthy or ill. It also reminds us of our physical impermanence, the fact that everything is changing physically as well. Again, a very grounding thought. But everything is changing, something we should never forget in all elements. But this is the element that gives us the strength to conceptualize that. Earth provides the stability, the direction, the discipline, and the tolerance. Let that recognition of gravity express itself. Now you know it's one of the elements you were fighting gravity most of your life. That is fine if you have to do something physically, but don't fight that stability inside. Don't fight during your meditation. Let gravity work. Maybe, and maybe it will also show you some flight, as it does. We're almost at the end of day number four. But I would like you to stay with this energy for a few more minutes once we're done. Maybe 10, 15 minutes. It will give you a chance. Work through the elements. Start with the breath again. Listen to the heartbeat and the heat and the movement that the breath and the air gives. Listen to the thoughts that arise. And all of them include all the four elements. Listen to the heaviness or the lightness of the body. Listen to the flow of air and the flow of water inside the body. Don't judge. Know that it's changing. Be in the moment as much as you can in terms of the inner sensation. Catch the thoughts, the experiences. Don't wish the pleasant experience over the unpleasant experience. Don't wish the pleasant thought over the unpleasant thought. Let them all come together the same way. Come and go. That will bring more light, natural, into this moment. Living wisdom and freedom of the mind and the heart together. I want to thank you for today's experience. Again, then, time to reflect. You're welcome to share and send the questions if you have. My name is Eric Feldman. Until next time.